Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I'm just really encouraged as we're going to get to share about, you know, some abiding moments. And, you know, Pat, what's God laying on your heart, man?
Well, I was reading in Galatians this morning, and I know you guys probably don't have any issues with this at all. I mean, you guys are perfect.
Probably not.
Well, I was reading Galatians.
Only you.
It says, you, my brothers, you are called to be free, but not you. Do not use your freedom to indulge in your sinful nature. He says, rather, but serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command, love your neighbor as yourself. And, of course, you know, what jumped out to me was, you know, he says, you know, the entire law is summed up in this entire one thing, to love one another.
Wow.
You know, and I'm obviously...
What about the other stuff, Todd?
The other things don't count, right? Come on. What about the other stuff I do?
Yeah, I work so hard for you. Yeah. People just get in my way.
I know, right? I know a guy. Anyway, we won't talk about him. He says, I love God, but man, these people I just can't stand. You know, later on in that scripture, he talks about, you know, what the fruit of the Spirit is.
You don't say that. It's actually other people. You're quoting somebody else, right?
It was somebody else.
Yeah, okay.
It was somebody else.
And you love people.
Of course I love people.
He is more loving today than he was before he got saved. It's amazing, his transformation.
Yes,
I mean, if you knew how he didn't love before he was saved. A long story, won't go there.
Absolutely.
He's like, well,
One day we can.
That's very good. We need to definitely take notes for that. We need to bring that up.
Yes, we did.
It's a beautiful transition.
Anyway.
Manya.
Oh my God.
Okay, back. Come back. Come back.
With the testing of your faith. Perseverance. But, you know, of course, the fruit of the Spirit, obviously the main one is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
That's your resume, isn't it?
Of course.
Of course. <laughs> And
Jesus says, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciple if you love one another.
It's not your Jesus pen then?
No. And it's not a suggestion. He says this is a command.
What about if you have a bumper sticker and a Jesus pen? All right. What if you attend church, your church gathering like 20 times a week?
Exactly.
Oh, man.
You mean that you got to love somebody?
Jesus pen? It's not the Jesus pen.
It's not the Jesus pen, man. I wasted all that money.
So obviously, you know, love is pretty important in God's kingdom. Yeah. He's very serious about it. Matter of fact, he says it's a command. It's not a suggestion.
And he even says that he is love.
And he is love, correct.
So if we don't love, we don't God.
So, well, what is this love thing? You know, and I know what it is. You know, God tells you what it is. You know, he says it's love is patient. Am I patient?
That's John.
Although John's patient, he's got the gift.
He's very patient.
He was telling me about it this morning.
As he said, hurry up.
Love is kind.
Bullet points. Like, right. I'm just trying to put your eggs on the plate. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, right. It does not envy. It does not boast. It's not proud. It's not rude. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. Anyway, keeps no record of wrongs. Does not delight in evil.
Do you remember the time?
Times.
You know. So, you know, I'm like, okay, God. I understand. I need to work on this because
Which one?
All of them.
Ooh, my goodness.
And what it boils down to is, you know, love has nothing to do with self. It's not this ooey gooey feeling. It's actually a verb. It's something that you do. And it has nothing to do with you, believe it or not.
Isn't that amazing?
Totally amazing.
Because this is one of the signs of the end days, that men will be lovers of themselves.
Absolutely.
Rather than lovers of others or lovers of God, right?
Yep. And that their love will grow cold
when it comes to others.
That's right. And yeah, I remember we talked about this a few weeks ago about we can get so caught up in our day-to-day lives that, you know, because we're so busy, we got this, I got that to do, and we forget about relationships and how important that is. But yet, God, I love you. Look what I'm doing. You know, all this stuff.
Check. Oh, yeah. I love y'all. Check.
But love wasn't on the top of my list, apparently.
Right.
And God wasn't on top of your list?
That's, hey, it's the word of God. That's what it says.
It. Oh, we call God it.
No, that's what the word God is, not God.
Isn't he love?
Help me out. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and you're right. It's God is love, and we can't say we love God, but we don't love our brothers. God mm-hmm. calls you a liar.
Yeah.
And
wow.
That's a pretty serious charge.
Being called a liar by God is huge.
And he said it several times. You know, it's a command. He even says it in 1 John. Mm. So, obviously, God's saying love to me. Because I know that's obviously, it's not, I mean, I love, but it needs to be more of a priority. You know, you got to take the time. You got to put yourself aside. You know, that's the only way it's going to happen is you got to be thinking about others other than yourself.
Yeah.
The two don't go together.
Yeah, part of the greatest form of love is focusing on the other person.
Exactly.
At the risk of forgetting about yourself.
Exactly. Ooh. And that's what it takes.
It does.
You can't be thinking about yourself and others too. They just don't mix.
And part of healing me
is hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and just you know, listening to somebody. And what's so cool is that the enemy tries to take that and put that as a low priority. And it's not that important. But once you put it where it really belongs, at the very top of God's priority, mm-hmm. you know, Jesus would come around and say, what can I do for you?
Right.
You know, and he would listen to them and they would share their pain. My daughter, myself, my son, you know, this is going on, that's going on. And he would move in that aspect of it.
Right. He was moved with compassion.
He was moved with compassion. And if we don't ever listen to someone, then we don't have compassion, because compassion is empathizing with somebody.
Right.
Feeling their pain, but then doing something about it. Mm-hmm. And what happens if we don't listen, then we just kind of like do something out of our head. This is what goes next. It's like, but you're not connecting with me. And, and part of it's so cool, though, because we can do it. It's just we got to say everything else we thought was important is not as important as what we thought wasn't important.
All right. It's all about priorities.
And spending time with people, you know, putting your hand on somebody's shoulder and looking them in the eye. And saying what's going on, you know, taking them out to lunch, maybe.
Yeah. Getting out of task mode.
Yeah. Flying up and visiting a friend up north, you know, doing something like right.
Or coming down to the beaches and the golf or something of that nature.
Yeah.
You know?
It's funny you're saying.
Was all self-interested love.
Right? Yeah, right.
I guess he's not going to take me to lunch.
I guess that's out of the question.
But, you know, it's amazing how we can not, you know, you're saying, you know, love is should be on the forefront, but it's amazing how these things open up to different areas. It's just, I was actually, you know, reading the word, and
I got to say something. You know, Chris is totally involved in what he's going to say. He's not even listening to us. He's looking at his notes. He's nowhere near his mic. Like, he's going to say something, like he's involved in our conversation. I'm feeling kind of, you know, just a little unheard.
I'm not feeling love right now.
I'm not feeling the love right now. I want him to, you know.
So Chris,
I love you, man.
Okay. There you go. Check.
Check. Got it. I was reading in Psalms, and I thought this was really good. Psalms 19, verses 12 to 13. Says, who can discern his errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant from sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgressions. And it's like, wow, you know, case in point, could forgive me for not loving, you know, Lord, because you can get so caught up thinking that you're loving, or you're doing things the right way, the way God wants you to do them. And you realize when you really, you know, take a view of your life and in your heart, you realize, wait a second, where is the love? Where is love? Which just really underscores the importance of what we've been talking about for a long time on the radio program, which is an abiding relationship with the Lord. And the importance for the church as family. You know what I'm saying? Who can discern his errors? Jeremiah says, 17:9, that our heart's deceitfully wicked. No man can know it. But as believers, we're called to grow in God. We're called to have a relationship with the Lord. We're called to grow in maturity. We're not supposed to be stagnant and just, oh, humdrum or lukewarm.
Right.
We're supposed to be hot for God and grow with God.
Right.
And you think about it, only 19% are actually reading the Word of God.
Yeah.
How are they ever going to discern their errors?
Right. Only 3% of those are concerned about what it actually says.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all according to George Barna. Yeah. But you think about even the Lord, when he taught us how to pray, he says, and Lord, forgive everyone else. No, he says, Lord, he says, this is how we're supposed to pray. Lord, forgive me like I forgive others.
That's right.
Think about that. Lord, love me the way I love others. And it quite often is, you know, that we perceive God loves us the way we love others.
Mm-hmm.
But he loves us despite us.
Mm-hmm.
But we define his love by how we love.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how we think, if we think that, we think through our own mind. We're using our own mind as a mold of God's love. And it's like, no, he is love. He's awesome. And you know, before, while we were yet sinners, he loved us. But we define, I mean, you can have a parent that's loving a child, but the child says, I don't feel love. It's like, you know, what else can we do? I mean, you know, and you're pouring everything in your children, but they can perceive it. They can believe a lie.
Yep.
And we can believe a lie about that. And yeah, it's good, man. Love.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Very important.
So we'll just be watching you walk this out and we're excited about it. And I'm sure there's some listeners out there, you know, that, so I guess that means instead of saying come to the north, they're going to send a ticket down to bring me up.
Right.
And I'm looking for, that's what we're all looking for is love, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't know the Lord. We were looking to find fulfillment in anything and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even in drugs, right?
Right.
Okay, Chris came to the mic for that one there.
He woke up.
So, I mean, think about it. So, I mean, what's God laying on your heart, John? Oh, that's awesome, Pat, you know, what you're sharing there, and it's so true. And we all need help in that, in those areas. And as long as we're here on this earth, we're going to be challenged in the fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
In love, you know. And, you know, love keeps no records of wrongs. And that includes, by the way, keeping no records of your own wrongs. Because if you've asked God to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness, he does it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of loving God is letting go of what he let go of.
Mm. Sometimes it's even harder.
Yeah. But part of loving God is trusting his word to be true.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, mm-hmm. and sometimes, a lot of times, people are not hating on you. They're hating on themselves, and you're just getting caught in a downwind of their self-hate.
Right.
And they're not, you know, they're just hating themselves. They're, you know, self-haters. And if we're made in the image and the likeness of God, and God, if we've made things right with the Lord, then we got to say, it's right. I'm going to live my life as a forgiven man, forgiven woman, and I'm in right standing with God and walk around with your head up and your shoulders up and confident in faith that God has set you free.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.